سورة قاف. قاف. By the glorious Quran, indeed they consider it odd that a warner from among themselves should have come to them. So the faithless say, this is an odd thing. What? When we are dead and have become dust, shall we be raised again? That is a far-fetched return. We know what the earth diminishes from them, and with us is a preserving book. Indeed, they denied the truth when it came to them. So they are now in a perplexed state of affairs. Have they not then observed the heaven above them, how we have built it and adorned it, and that there are no cracks in it? And we spread out the earth, and cast in it firm mountains, and caused every delightful kind of vegetation to grow in it. In this, there is an insight and admonition for every penitent servant. We send down from the sky salubrious water with which we grow gardens and the grain which is harvested, and tall date palms with regularly set spathes as a provision for our servants. And with it we revive a dead country. Likewise will be the rising from the dead. The people of Noah denied before them, and so did the people of the tribes of Ras and Thamud. And the tribe of Ad, Pharaoh, and the brethren of Lot. And the inhabitants of Ica, and the people of Tubbak. Each of them impugned the apostles, and so my threat became due against them. Have we been exhausted by the first creation? No, they are in doubt about a new creation. Certainly we have created man, and we know to what his soul tempts him, and we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. When the two angels record his deeds, seated on the right hand and on the left, he says no word, but that there is a ready observer beside him. The throes of death bring the truth. This is what you used to shun. And the trumpet will be blown. This is the promised day. Every soul will come accompanied by two angels, a driver and a witness. He will be told, "You were certainly oblivious of this. We have removed your veil from you, and so today your eyesight is acute." Then his companion angel will say, "This is what is ready with me of his record of deeds." The two angels accompanying him will be told, "Cast every obdurate ingrate into hell, every hinderer of good, transgressor, and skeptic, who had set up another god along with Allah, and cast him into the severe punishment." His companion devil will say, "Our Lord, I did not incite him to rebel against you, but he was himself in extreme error." God will say, "Do not wrangle in my presence, for I had already warned you in advance." The word of judgment is unalterable with me, and I am not tyrannical to my servants. The day when we shall say to hell, "Are you full?" it will say, "Is there any more?" and paradise will be brought near for the God-weary. It will not be distant anymore. This is what you were promised. It is for every penitent and dutiful servant who fears the All-Beneficent in secret and comes with a penitent heart. Enter it in peace. This is the day of immortality. There they will have whatever they wish, and with us there is yet more. How many generations we have destroyed before them who were stronger than these, insomuch that they ransacked the towns. So, is there any escape from Allah's punishment? There is indeed an admonition in that for one who has a heart or gives an ear, being attentive. Certainly we created the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them in 6 days, and no fatigue touched us. So be patient at what they say, and celebrate the praise of your Lord before the rising of the sun and before the sunset. And glorify him through part of the night and after the prostrations. And be on the alert for the day when the caller calls from a close quarter, the day when they hear the cry in all truth. That is the day of rising from the dead. Indeed, it is we who give life and bring death, and towards us is the final destination. The day the earth is split open for disentombing the dead, they will come out, hastening. That mustering is easy for us to carry out. We know well what they say, and you are not there to compel them. So admonish by the Quran those who fear my threat.